This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm Rams all the way in the Super Bowl in Atlanta this weekend because L.A., of course. But also, come on, Patriots again? But look, this is a multi-zillion dollar event from which companies can make a whole bunch of money, were it not for one small challenge. How to advertise something without saying what it is that you're advertising. Atlanta companies are marketing dozens of parties and concerts connected to the Super Bowl. The Atlanta Host Committee expects a million people are going to show up for the game and all of the events this week. But the NFL has really good trademark lawyers. From Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Ricky Bevington reports.
If you turn on an Atlanta radio or television station this week, here's something you're likely to hear.
Here we go, Atlanta. Los Angeles and New England hit the field right here in the ATL for the biggest game of the year.
It's the biggest game of the year. But notice you didn't hear the words super or bowl in that advertisement. Since first trademarking the phrase in 1969, the NFL has secured dozens of protected words and other content, including Super Sunday, NFL, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, 32 team names, slogans, logos, and theme music. So many advertisers just call it the big game. The NFL hasn't been successful in trademarking the expression.
Right now, we're working on ways to say the big game party without saying Super Bowl party.
Urban One radio production director Myron Magic Giger is at his studio computer editing a commercial for a concert happening Super Bowl Sunday. He refers to a sheet of paper listing all the trademarked words he can't use. Listen to how rapper Rico Wade promotes a show without using any of them.
This is the official Welcome to Atlanta party. Sunday, February 3rd. Big game Sunday. You know what it is. Everybody's in town.
That was an exercise in beating around the bush.
He mentioned a lot of things that were going on at the event. And then he said, y'all know what it is. So y'all know what it is just pretty much says it in the sum that we're having a great big party, Super Bowl party, just coming out and have a good time.
Pretty much saying it, but without saying it, means Urban One Regional Vice President Tim Davies hasn't gotten a cease and desist order.
No, thank goodness I have not. Because that's exactly what you don't want to have happen.
A church in Indianapolis did get the NFL's attention in 2007 when it promoted a big screen Super Bowl watch party. The NFL objected. Anastasia Danius is senior vice president at the National Football League. She says the NFL aggressively protects trademarks to protect fans.
Anytime you have advertisements that are likely to confuse our fans and impact our partners, that will detract from the authentic NFL experience that we want every fan to have and that every fan deserves.
Safeguarding its trademarks also means the NFL can command hundreds of millions of dollars from sponsors like Hyundai, PepsiCo, and Anheuser-Busch. Sponsorships start at around $10 million, and Atlanta expects to bring in $185 million from the Super Bowl. In Atlanta, I'm Ricky Bevington for Marketplace.